shul, an old shul that was knocked down, and they have stones and wood, different parts of the shul that are around. One can give them as a gift. That's considered, a gift is considered a type of sale. Because you don't give a gift unless you, that's not any individual can do it. It has to be either by the seven appointees that are in charge of the city, and the big cities, like we said before, cannot do anything with it. Once the person receives it as a gift, since it's considered a sale, he can do whatever he wants with it. All this is permitted if you give it a gift or you sell it, so then we say that the Kedusha goes off of it because there's an exchange. But to use it as a mashkon, to rent it out, but to rent it out under all conditions, it's also because it's still at the Kedusha, even though everybody says it's a great idea to rent it out and make some money renting out whatever it is, stones or wood of the shul. But in my case, since it's still at the Kedusha, it's not permitted for general use. If you rent it out to be used for a high level of Kedusha, then for sure it's permitted.